By now, I'm sure you've heard about the Connecticut shooting. And if you have, then you more than likely have heard the political blowhards on both sides trying to make hay out of the deaths of children. Now, I could go on ad nauseum in my thoughts about these jackwagons, but instead, I choose to find the light in this Christmas season. That, and because tomorrow's supposed to be the end of the world, if I'm going out, I'm going out on a happy story. Last Friday's shooting in Connecticut has a lot of parents thinking about the security their children have at schools. Gowler Elementary School in Nashville, Tennessee, doesn't have a security guard or a police officer assigned to the building. No buzz-in system, no metal detectors, nothing. And that has some parents a little worried, especially considering recent events. So who should come to the rescue? The United States Marine Corps, that's who. Now, I've known and had several friends in all branches of the military, and they're all great guys and gals. But there's something a little special about a Marine. They do everything just a little bigger. They play bigger. They fight bigger. And in this case, they step up bigger. Former Marine Staff Sergeant Jordan Pritchard has two children that go to the school I just mentioned, a daughter named Valerie and a son named Colby. So for the past few days, each day, Jordan has been standing guard outside the building in uniform to provide volunteer security. He doesn't bring a weapon, and the school didn't ask him for help, or anyone's for that matter. But parents, kids, and staff members say that just seeing him outside makes them feel more secure. Chalk another one up for the USMC, Semper Fidelis. In Latin, it's always faithful, which seems just about right.
One, two, three, four,
with a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.